Hello, dear learner. My name is Mr. Majani. I am a public health officer and I will talk to you about various communication skills that you need to master for effective communication and barriers that may prevent effective communication from taking place. Communication is an important tool that can enable you to achieve your objectives with ease as a CHV. Do you know of any communication skills? Effective communication requires you to have clear and specific objectives based on your message. You will also need to have clear messages presented in simple and straightforward way. Appropriate selection of channel for sending messages based on target group is also an important skill. While communicating, you should as well learn to provide for back and forth dialogue. Don't also forget to consider cultural sensitivity. This will help you to know which words to use in different cultural settings and how to use them. Remember, you can have a well-organized lesson plan and a beautiful message for communication, but if you do not eliminate some communication barriers, you will end up not achieving your objectives. Do you remember the barriers to communication? Thank you for your answer. I hope your answer included factors such as age, whereby older people may despise information presented to them by younger people. Another barrier is language, whereby one may use a language which the audience doesn't understand. We also find that political differences are another barrier to communication, whereby people with a different political stand may not listen to their opposers. Culture is another barrier to communication, whereby people don't appreciate a message which contradicts their traditions. We also see that the level of education is another barrier to communication, whereby an educated person may use jargon which a person may fail to understand. Timing of the communication is another barrier, whereby people may ignore messages given when there are other competing and priority activities, such as when people are told to dig latrines during planting season when they are busy in their shambas. Thank you for listening.